And we're going to have our Bible reading, which will show us or remind us just what we're going to be thinking about this morning. So Yvonne's going to come and give us our Bible reading. Thank you, Yvonne.
The reading this morning can be found on page 1177 of the Church Bible. It is Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
So we're thinking about the armour of God that Paul says we are to put on for our own protection against the devil, against kind of evil thoughts that would take us away from God. I guess Paul is obviously thinking about a Roman soldier, isn't he? He's got a Roman soldier in mind. And Paul was arrested. He was arrested in Jerusalem. And after a lot of shenanigans, I guess, he's now finds himself in Rome under house arrest, and perhaps he's got a Roman soldier guarding him. So he's got a Roman soldier in mind, and he's looking at all the armour, and he thinks, well, actually, as a follower of Jesus, we also need to be protected from harm as well. The first thing Paul mentions that we need to put on is the belt of truth. As far as I understand, the Roman belt for the Roman soldier would have a number of hooks on it, or holes, or something that you can hook other things on, maybe water, or a little pouch with money, or letters, or various things that you want to just kind of hook onto your belt. It was a very important part of a Roman soldier's armoury. Or dress code, I suppose. And truth is important. Paul says, put on the belt of truth. I wonder if there's a truth that you need to put on. And if so, I wonder what that might be. Is there a truth that you need to put on and hold on to? Maybe the truth that God loves you. Maybe the truth that you have been forgiven. Maybe the truth that God exists and that God is there for you. Is there a truth that you need to hold on to and be part of who you are? So there is a belt of truth. Of course, we have to tell the truth as well, but we have to wear the truth. We have to embrace the truth that God has for us. So we have the belt of truth, and then we have the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is one of these kind of funny words, isn't it? The Bible makes it very clear that nobody is righteous, only God is righteous. But we are made righteous through faith in Jesus. When we trust in him, we become righteous. We become right in God's sight. And Paul says, don't lose that. Wear it, put that on every day. You've done nothing to deserve being made right with God. God has done that for you through Jesus. And put that on every day. Remind yourself of that every day, that you have been made righteous before God. And then the next one is, well, we don't have Roman soldier shoes, but that would have been very important for anybody going out into battle, to have the proper shoes so that you would be ready to go into battle. And Paul's thinking about, as a believer, we need to be ready to take the gospel of peace to people. So we might just want to think about where we're going to be going this week. Who are the people we might be meeting? Or maybe we'll find ourselves meeting people we hadn't expected to meet. But Paul says, make sure you've got on. Your feet are ready with the gospel of peace. That you're a peacemaker. You're a person who brings the peace of Christ to others and brings the good news. So we have our feet with the gospel of peace. What else do we have? In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So we need a shield. We have a shield. And Paul mentions all the flaming arrows of the evil ones. So we need the shield of faith to extinguish all these fiery arrows from the evil one. What do you think these fiery arrows would be that we need to extinguish? Temptation? Yeah. Thoughts? Thoughts that come into our mind? Yeah, we need to extinguish them. Covetousness? Right, yeah, greed, wanting what isn't ours. Yep. Distractions. All sorts of things, isn't it? Lies. Hatred. Yeah, things that, and we often have these thoughts, don't we? And they just kind of just come almost out of nowhere. And it's like one of these little arrows that the devil wants to come in and just weaken our faith. So we need to have the shield of faith, that we're trusting in God all the time, so that when those arrows come, we can extinguish them, because we are trusting in God. Okay, what is the next one? Maybe you can tell me. So we have the helmet of salvation. So Paul says, put on the helmet of salvation. Now, every day, put that on. Now, again, that's another big word, isn't it? Salvation. Anybody want to kind of suggest what that means? What do we mean by salvation? We've been forgiven. Yeah, we've been forgiven. God has accepted us because we've trusted in him. And the thing about salvation as well, we are safe for all eternity. You know, we can never be snatched out of the Father's hand. And that's a good thing to remind ourselves, isn't it? Every day we will get up, that we belong to God and we always will. He will never leave us. He will never abandon us. He will never go back on his promise. The helmet of salvation. So put that on every day. And the next one is the sword of the Spirit. Yep. Why do we need a sword? Or what is a sword? The sword is the Bible. Yeah, the Word of God. Do you remember when Jesus was in the wilderness? And he was tempted. The devil was firing lots of arrows at Jesus, wasn't he? And how did he deal with that? He quoted scripture, the word of God, yeah. So he was able to say, well, actually, the Bible says this. It doesn't say what you're saying. And the devil liked to twist things round. But Jesus knew what the Bible said. And again, it's important, isn't it, that we read our Bible and we get to know what God says, so that when a thought comes, we can use that scripture. At our group during the week, we were thinking about the love of God and how sometimes we can doubt that God loves us. Does he really love me? You know, because sometimes I find it hard to love myself. How can God love me? And we looked at a number of verses in the Bible that reminded us You know, that we are more valuable than the sparrows. That God cares for us. He loves us. We are the apple of his eye. And so it's good to have an understanding of the Bible. We might not, of course, know all the Bible, but if we read a bit each day, then it begins to kind of filter in, isn't it? And we can use that when one of those arrows comes flying in our direction. And then there's another thing Paul says. He says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. It doesn't mean you have to pray all the time. And he just, I think what he means is, when something comes to your mind, pray for it. Maybe a person comes to your mind, oh, I wonder how they're getting on. Just to pray. Maybe even offer up a short prayer for that person. Lord, thank you that you hear our prayers. Not only do you hear them, but you will answer them, Lord. You take our prayers seriously. Because we know that you love the world. You're the one who's able to heal the brokenhearted. You're the one, Lord, who's able to bring peace where there's war or hatred or division. And so we offer all our prayers to you, Lord. And we do that in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Are we familiar, anybody familiar with King Arthur? King Arthur? A little bit. It's a bit of a legend. I think it's a legend anyway. King Arthur and the sword and the stone. And there are variations to this, of course. But as a young boy, Arthur came across this big stone with a sword embedded within it. And on the side of the stone, there was kind of inscribed or engraved words to the effect that whoever pulls out the sword will rule all of England. And of course, a number of very strong people had tried to pull out this sword from the stone, but were unable to do it. And yet young Arthur comes upon this stone, and first time, he pulls out the sword. And so he is now ruler of all of England. And he gathers around himself a number of people, a little circle of people, who together will rule all of England. Now this sword, it was a very special sword, because it was able to discern who would be faithful to the king and who was not faithful to the king. And so in order to bring someone into this circle and become a knight, Arthur would place the sword on both shoulders of an individual, and the sword would somehow tell him whether this was a worthy person. And if it was, then Arthur would say, well, arise, Sir Clive, or whoever. And they would become part of this kind of, you know, the knights of the realm in this inner circle. In fact, that still happens today. Not that we have a magic sword or anything, but here's a picture of Andy Murray, Sir Andy Murray, no less. And so the king would place the sword on both shoulders and then would say, arise, Sir Andy. And he would stand up and he would become a knight. He's knighted. Now that's all very well and good, but sometimes people can become knighted and found not to be worthy. Sir Jimmy Savile. Sir Anthony Blunt, who was found to be a Russian spy. And Paul, the apostle, was saying, put on the armour of God so that you can be a worthy knight, I suppose. A worthy soldier, a worthy knight in the kingdom of God. Put it on so that you can be found worthy to represent King Jesus. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for our time we've shared with one another as part of your family. Lord, thank you as well that you are the God who always goes with us. You are the God who wants to protect us from all that would take us away from you. Lord, help us to put on this armor that you provide for us, that we might indeed be faithful servants, faithful soldiers in your army, in your kingdom. So we pray that you'd help us to do that day by day. And so we simply commit ourselves to you, Lord, and those in our families, those that we... That you go with us, Lord. Bless those who are dear to us. For we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.